Okay, so I wanna. We touched on the beginning of this inyan. What's the shiloh? The shiloh we want to talk about is that you you bought something, you started using it. Now the way you used it, where's the papers?
Yeah.
Okay. Your staple. The way you used it, you ended up damaging the item. And now you want to return it. Now you want to return it in its damaged state.
Are you talking about damage, or just wear and tear?
No. You did something specific to it. So the Rambam, very uncharacteristic of the Rambam, because if you know anything about the Rambam, the Rambam is not machadish, new halachas generally. The Rambam has everything in the sources in the Gemara. So the Rambam brings down the Gemara that we spoke last time, which is Reish Lamed Beis Sif Yud Aleph. Talking about when you shecht it and you found a treifa, and not a common treifa. So when you shecht it and you find a treifa, and it's not a common treifas, so then the halacha is that you could return the animal. What's the taina of the moicher? The taina of the moicher is, but what do you mean? But you're giving me back. If you wanted to return it. If I had known it was a treifa and you were going to return it, I would have sold it as an animal for plowing. I wouldn't have sold it. Now that you shechted the animal, you're giving me back. You damaged my item. You can't just go ahead and shecht my thing and then say, hey, it's a treifa. So the Rambam says. Yeah, okay, good. We can read and wegen dem Nachtashir. Yeah. So good to our aura. Okay. So the Rambam shows from that halacha that if the lekeach does something which is the derech to do it, it's the derech to do it. It's the normal way that the understanding of the deal was that you were going to do that. Even if now that you're returning it to me, you're mazik it, then you can't taina that I damaged your item. Okay? Now this is talking about even a hezek that neither one of the parties knew. But that's the Rambam's mechadish that halacha. So that's in Sif Yud Gimel, which you should have in the paper. Sif Yud Gimel. Sif Yud Gimel says the following. Hamoicher davar shayamum b'mem karai. If you sold something that had a mum, the asa boy alakeach mum acher. And then the lakeach went ahead and he did another mum. So what happened was that koydim shivad alay hamum arishayin, he went ahead and he made a new mum in it. So the lekeach didn't know what was that and there was anything wrong. He went ahead and made a mum in the item. Im asa davar shadarkoi la'asoysoi potter. If what you did was the normal way to use the item, then you're potter. V'im shina v'asa mum acher koydim shi'evada loy hamum machzir amekach lebaylov u'mishalom d'mei hamum shasa. So for example, let's say you did something normal. Then you're potter. So let's take a grill, for example. Once you use the grill, then you want to return to the store, it doesn't really have any value to it anymore. They can't really sell it anymore. So I'm not saying you're mazik it, but you're giving them back something, you can't really do anything with it anymore. Now after you grilled it, after you did you did a barbecue on the grill, now you realize there's some sort of problem with the grill. So it would seem like you're allowed to go ahead and return it. You sold me something. What?
So what do you exchange it?
Okay, so as far as we're concerned, that's the same thing. The point is that I'm getting back my money, you know. Mm-hmm. Now they're telling me that they'll give me another one. Okay, for this purposes, the point is it will be allowed. Now, that's an interesting halacha, but it says like this. Let's say before you knew about the mum, you went ahead, you did something strange. Your kids went ahead and took a hammer and banged the top of the thing. They made a massive dent in the grill. Then, even if you give it back, you have to pay for the damage. Why? Because that damage had nothing to do, you have no right to do that. Now, it's a little bit strange. You understand the point I'm saying? If the damage that you made was normal, then you don't have to pay. But if the damage that you made was not normal, it was not the derech to have done that, then you have to pay for it. Because lamafreya, retroactively, once you decide that you don't want it anymore, Shmuel, you can sit up here if you want. Retroactively, it's not your item. And since retroactively it's not your item, now you damaged his thing. So you got to pay.
So how does it say they used the grill for some? It wasn't my grill. I used it for the same thing.
What?
So
what's the difference whether you did the same thing which was the derech or not the derech?
That's the same question.
So it's the same question. So the nesivus asks it as a kasha. He says, L'chaira, this is mamash an oynis. Because I had no idea that it wasn't mine. I thought it was mine. And if it's mine, I'm allowed to do it. Now l'mafreya, it turns out that you sold me something that was damaged, and now it's not mine, and Mamela, now I'm a mazik, so I'm an oynis. And Tosis sold even Adam mazik, Adam mod loylam, but oynis gomer your potter. So Frek the Nesivis Akash over here, Sivkatan Hey, he says, Mamash oynis gomer. This is the Nesivis says. So, the Nesivis has a chiddush over here, but before we say his chiddush, let's introduce the next simon. Because we'll see his chiddush is a little bit of a chiddush. So let's just, but that's his kasha. So we try to have to a little bit understand what's going on over here. So I think once we see the next sif, we'll understand it better. Okay? Kana sadin v'kroi. You bought a sadin, you bought fabric. And you ripped up the fabric, lasa ischolik. You cut it into, cut it down to size. V'achakach noida hamum. And then you found out the mum. You found out that the fabric was not a good quality fabric. You realize the fabric was a very cheap fabric. And you can't really create the garment that you want with the fabric that he sold you. But you can't give him back the roll of 100 yards because you cut it all up into pieces. So now he has nothing to do with it anymore. He could sell it as a cheaper fabric. He can't sell it as a more expensive fabric. But now, what are you giving him back? You're giving him back cut up pieces. So Zokta the Rambam, the same thing. It says, Machzir lo yakroim, you can give it back to him. And if you made it into a beged and you don't like it, then he even has to pay you for the value of the beged. Okay? But there's two words over here in the Shulchan Aruch. Very important two words. If you read the two words, it says, so this is theoretically the same halacha as shechting the animal. You went ahead, you did something which is the derech. I told you I'm buying fabric to make garments out of it. So this was all clear. But says the Shulchan Aruch, Kona sadin, v'kroi, lasis cholok, v'achakach noida hamum, machmas hakriya. Because you cut it up, that's how you realized that it wasn't a good fabric. So the Prisha's medayik from there, that it's talking about the type of mum that you can only recognize once you cut it and try to use it. This is not a fabric, a type of mum that you could feel by feeling it, or that you could notice by looking at it. The only real way to find out this mum is when you cut it up and you try to create a garment out of it, and it doesn't work, it doesn't sew well, it doesn't cut well, it doesn't this, it doesn't that. Now, you come back to the guy, look, I tried to do it, we made up that you knew good and well what my intention was. I did the thing which I told you I was going to do, and when I did it, I realized that it's a mum. So there, then the guy's off the hook. Why would the Sma say that? Because what's the source of this halacha? Again, the source of the halacha is the Rambam. Where'd the Rambam get it from? The Rambam got it from the halacha of Shechita. Shechita is the same thing. You can't realize it's treif until you shecht it. So therefore, the Rambam only has a source for something which is equal to that case, which is you can only find the mum after you've already cut it.
Silencing.
What? Silencing. Right, but the point is that the problem that you have with it is only once you go ahead and did it. So, therefore, it does seem that well, that's only because we have to get out of the rule of Suffolk. that we have to get out that it wasn't in the, done in the reshus of the lekeach. But here, if the fabric is the fabric, I mean, it didn't change. Right? So in this case, once you realize the mum, you realize the mum. Now, that would, if you go with the prisha, it would come out that if this was a type of mum that you could have checked before, it seems that the responsibility of the moicher, of the lokeach, is that before you destroy the guy's thing, if there's a mum that you could see, you gotta check. Now, that's what it would seem like from the Shulchan Aruch. So let's take our grill case.
There'll be enough, you know, how they're selling it, right? If they tell you that...
It's sold as a perfectly new item, and then you went ahead and grilled the thing, and then you notice.
I tell you, it's flawless, it's perfect, all these different things that make you not feel the need to be boydik, that should make enough, you know, Masha and Cain.
If he told you, you're allowed to be soymich on him, right. You're allowed to be soymich on him, so it could be, we spoke that out before. So it would come out like this, that let's say, still, let's say you bought a grill, and then you grilled it, and now it's all dirty, greasy, and all this stuff. The store doesn't really want it back. And you go back and say, look, you know, it was on for an hour. It starts flickering all over the place. It doesn't cook this stuff well. This is not working properly. Okay, so you have a taina. But let's say you say, Lamaisa, there's a dent over here. There's a dent over here. The dent was there before you cooked. Why didn't you look? What, now you notice it? After you've already greased up the whole thing and ruined it, and now I can't do anything with it, now you notice the dent? So according to the Prisha, you wouldn't be able to return it, B'chiya Gavna. Because that Mount Mikoyach, that dent, because that mum, now you've ruined it, and you can't really sell it, and that mum was your responsibility to have checked before.
So you call it a Pashaya?
So you're basically a Pashaya now at that point. Okay, so it seems like the responsibility of the moicher is something that he could check. Is to check the lokeach. Yeah. However, this is where your thing comes in. The nesivus has a chiddush here. The nesivus says that if this is something that the moicher knew about, then the lokeach is potter because, like we said before, he's really an oinus over here. So he's not an oinus gomer. But if it's something that the moicher knew about, then you can't hold the guy responsible, and I had the right to continue assuming it was mine. If it's something that even the moicher didn't know about, it'll be different. So bottom line is like this. Let's just go over the what comes out, the ikra halacha of this. You used someone's thing, but often you can't really return it anymore. You use the guy's thing, but you can't really return it anymore. Meaning, you damaged it. Do you have to pay or not? So if it's something which the pashtus halacha would be, if it's something that the only way to realize the mum is by using it, and you did something which is normal, then you do not forfeit your right to return it. And you're not chayiv for the damage. But if it's something which you could have noticed before, you may have lost and forfeited your right to return the item. Okay? Now that's and that's really summed up in this sif, okay? Now I think there's quite a few examples of this, but okay, this is the klal. Now I want to get into the next. So this is the klal that the Rambam learns out that if you did the normal thing in the normal usage, even if it ends up being that you can't return it, the guy has no value in it anymore. You know, it's on the seller, unless it's something that he could have noticed without that.
How does this play the gabi dina demakus dina? Right. So in other words, he has goyish, keach, and he treats them differently because there are certain standards versus between from people. So you're going to make a time. You're going to say, yeah, so from person, you shouldn't do this.
In these things, b'derech klal, you're buying it al das the rules of the store. You're buying it al das the condition of the store, like you said. if you make this condition that even if I return it to you, I'm going to give you a new one, could you could make that das. So over here, the din and the machuzadin is a little less of an issue, because the whole point is, once there's din and the machuzadin, that creates a das. It creates what the das is. So al das kain, that's good enough. Okay? Now, let's go into Sift Hezvav, which gets into whatever everyone else mentioned about the whole Costco thing. The whole buying in the, you buy your air conditioner for the summer, and then you don't need it anymore, so you return it when you're done. What?
Because
what?
Because of the refrigerant. They don't allow an
air. You can't return air conditioners anymore.
Pick what? A different example, a microwave.
Right. So whatever it is. So you bought, can you return something after you've used it? So obviously, if your das was to do that the whole time, it's going to become very clear in a minute that it's total gzela to do that. If it's gzela, it's also to do it even from a guy. So, because the way we're understanding, retroactively, it was never yours. So you essentially used something which was never yours. Right?
So, Malcolm, the case that was mentioned earlier in Shiva, if somebody got something that was broken, but the mice is usable right now, and I need the Zach, I need whatever I bought.
That's because you bought it, Bishas Maisa, to use.
So I see that it's broken.
No, right, so you weren't, your usage, that svar was, that by using it, you're not moichel your rights to Mevatel the Mekach. It's Malcolm's Oinus. And that's not this case. So look at the next halacha, Tezvav. Okay, so you sold a piece of karka, and the buyer's on it, and he uses it, and he plants, and he gets the fruits. He doesn't like the karka anymore. He realizes that there's something wrong. There's a problem with the field. If he wants to, and it's enough grounds to nullify the deal, he has got to return the fruit that he ate. Just give back the fruits. And if it wasn't a field with fruits, it was a house. He lived there. He retroactively has to pay rent. You got to pay rent. You bought the house, you lived there for 2 months. Now you realize there's foundation problems, there's this problem, there's those problems. Forget it. I don't like this whole deal. And he returns on the deal, whatever. Here's where Dinama, okay, I don't know if this is realistic in today's day and age, but you go back retroactively, you have to pay rent.
Didn't we do another sif that said the opposite? That you could just return it? It's mechatos.
It's mechatos. Right. But you used it, and you used an item that he would normally charge for. Over there, could be we were talking about something which is not the derech to charge for anyway. So fine, you wore a guy's shirt. You wore the shirt, so you're going to pay for one usage of a shirt? There's no rental market for shirts. So it doesn't have a value. The wearing of the shirt has no value. Okay? But living in a person's house for a month has value. So therefore, you evaluate the value, you estimate the value, and he has to pay. Now, there's a machlokes over here in the Sma. Why do you have to pay? We had a shayla, which I didn't verify the shayla yet, but why do you have to pay? So the Sma is one side, that the reason you have to pay is because of ribis. Anyone understand the ribis point here? What's the ribis? Right? The buyer gave $1,000 for the house. Okay? And then in a month from now, he goes back and says, I want my $1,000 back. So now, it's like I lent him money. Because he had the $1,000 for a month, he gave me back. And in the meanwhile, because I let him have the $1,000, he's giving me free usage. So the buyer turned into a lender, retroactively, because the money he gave was not to buy anything, he was lending him money, and retroactively he ends up back with his $1,000 plus a free month of living. So therefore it would be ribis. But says the Sma, you don't have to come on to that. It's a long Sma. The Sma ends up saying you don't have to come on to that. And says the Sma, it's this whole long Sma in Lama Gimel, he ends up saying it's not all to that. The nafkamina is it's al zenenev ze lechaser, zenenev ze chaser, whatever it is, it's because you lived in his house and you benefited from it. You have to pay for it. It's the concept of a dar b'chatz chaveira, right? If you live in someone's house, you got to pay for the rent. Maybe it is chaser, whatever, shacharisa, whatever it is. So you have to pay for the use. My chavrus and I were thinking nafkamina, and this is the whole thing, is so what's exactly the machayiv of nene? Could be it's like a gzela dikadin. You have someone sing without paying for it. So probably the nafkamina is if the seller was a guy. If the only reason to pay is because of ribbis, you're allowed to take ribbis from a guy. But if the reason is that you're stealing his use without paying for it, you're not allowed to steal from a guy. So if the reason to pay is ribbis, so if the seller would be a guy, you wouldn't have to pay. But if the reason is then end of zelah chaser, and you're using someone's thing without paying for it, is a form of gzela, so lachar it's also even if the seller is a guy. So memela, all these things, right, that appliances and stuff like that, there is a rental market for appliances. So memela, anything like that, it would be totally aser to do it. Not only aser, mistam, you're chayiv to pay for the rental. Now, if it's something which doesn't have a use, it could be you're not chayiv to pay, but it's still gzeil l'chatrila. Okay? So, because you're still using someone's thing without permission. Just because there's no rental market for it doesn't mean you can go do it. Yeah, it's like you are clearly setting up a case where you're retroactively not going. You know now, you know the future. You know that retroactively it's not going to be yours, right? It's like it's going to happen retroactively, but you know it already. So you know now that it's not going to be yours in retroactively in a month from now. So therefore, you're using something that's not yours. You can't do that. If there's a rental market for it, it's like an appliance or something like that, mama, you have to pay. So, you know, now, if it really happens in real life, you go to the store and you know, I don't think they're going to, like, charge. If there was real mum in the item, then, you know, I don't think they're going to charge you that, but they're being moichel that. But they're not moichel this. They're not moichel to do it like atchila. So then you owe them the money.
Just don't do it.
What?
Don't do it.
Obviously, right.
Because you're not going to be able to pay them.
You're not going to be able to pay them. You're not going to go to them and say, by the way...
It's much worse. You're gosling that can't do tshuva.
Right. So, like, you know, what are you going to do? Open an air-conditioned gemach? Like the Gemara says, if you steal from the rabbin, what you do is you open up a bar for the oilei regalim. So, like... Okay, so this is a very important halacha. What?
If it's a Magoyish corporation, he can't possibly return it.
That's what I'm saying.
So, you know.
You can't steal from a Magoyish corporation.
So the chara, this halacha tezvav is mefurish halacha that retroactively it's not yours, and when you used it, you used something which was not yours, and therefore you have to pay for the use, and obviously, therefore, you can't set up a situation where lechatchila that's what's going on. Okay. Surprisingly, no questions. Okay.
So,
relatively obvious, I guess. What?
Right. So that goes to when you buy the chachila, knowing you're just going to return it as soon as you use it.
That's what I'm saying. So, obviously, you're a gazel then. Right. It's l'chor gzela. It's l'chor gzela to do that.
Sounds like going to Home Depot and borrowing an air conditioner, to your chairs, and then after Sukkot's returning it.
Exactly.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's exactly what we're referring to.
How the whole cat schools operates.
Okay. So l'chaira.
I mean, you've got to be easy on the Eden and the cat schools because most of those companies make so much money off of the Eden to begin with. They're not really crying about the returned air conditioning.
Right.
Anyway, in the Catskills,
everyone
in the Catskills now, is Central Air. So let's you know, forget the air conditioners. All right.
It's not fashionist, but we just have to keep that in mind when we just disparage.
But they also understand the cost of business.
No, obviously, if you go into Best Buy and you tell them, "I'm going to buy this," you know, and I'm going to return it, they're going to tell you, "Fine, do it anyway." Why? A, because there's no way for them to really stop you. B, because they don't think you're actually going to return it.
Right. Right. So you could actually do that if I got up. If I,
I just don't know if that guy in the counter has the authority to give you that permission. He's not. He doesn't know anything.
But there's nobody who owns the company anyway.
Okay, that's the point.
He's a representative
there's
of the
thousands of bodies who don't own the company.
I don't know that the cashier is. It's true. The police can do say that the cashier has some authority to tell you certain things, like you know, if he gives you a chain, or just don't worry about it, certain little things. I don't know that the cashier has the authority to tell you steal the air conditioner.
It's like all these companies advertise that they say 100% money back guarantee, because they're banking on the fact no one wants to go through the tariff, huh? So they're not going to return it. They're going to, whatever it is.
Right.
So it's part of the game of business.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. I'll kopon him. You see from this halacha how the Torah looks at it.
It says guarantee means you have to have a reason to return it. That's the key. It doesn't say get your money, you know, when you're tired of using it.
Right.
What about if you're buying something, a Costco, you're not necessarily, you're not buying it to return it. You're buying it to see if you like it.
That's an electronic item.
See if you like it. Not sure.
See, also, I don't understand.
You're buying it there because you have the option.
But you used it. You opened it up, you used it. Now you don't like it. Do you need to have a moment to return it?
No, you could return it 4 years later, 5 years later, no questions asked.
They still aldask the fact that you didn't return it.
Okay, that's a different story. That's different, maybe, because you didn't do it aldaskane. If you're doing it aldaskane, it means the entire time you're using it that it's really his. That's the good point. Okay, now, the fascinating siman in Shulchan Aruch is just a skip. So, you know, next week I want to talk about is the whole Indian of when the middleman is just the retailer, but he himself didn't do anything to you. You know, the moment that you found an item, he really got from his wholesaler. So where does the chain lead to? Okay, so we'll talk about that in Mr. Shem next week. But I want to talk about a fascinating siman in Shulchan Aruch, which is Reish Lamed Daled. We're going to skip to that for now. And the shaila over there is that what happens if the next step. So now we're saying that if you used it and you damaged it and all this stuff, what happens if it was food and you ate it and then you realize there was a mum in the food? Now, if the mum was that bad, why'd you eat it?
Because it got sick.
Well, no. So the case is that you found out it wasn't kosher. That was the case. So you found out, l'mafreya, that it's not kosher food. Okay? So, l'maisa, you can't return it to him. You ate it already. But on the other hand, you realize that there's a mum in the food.
He told you.
Clearly. Well, obviously, yeah. So clearly, if you found out before you ate it, you're ketana mekach tos. We already learned that from trefa. We even learned last week, if it's a suffix trefa, that the minig is to be machmer, even though chash mishpat in your day, maybe you would split, you don't split it, because you say, I can't eat it lamaisa. Since I can't eat it lamaisa, so Shulchan Aruch paskins like this. In Sif Aleph of and Sif Beis of Reish Lamed Daled, it says Hashoyker is a bechor u'machray v'noida shalay harol u'mumcha. Because this is a lach of a bechor, you're only allowed to eat it if there's a mum. Now, if someone's selling you bechor meat, hey, this is bechor meat, it's kadosh, you're allowed to eat it. Then you realize the guy shechted a be'isr, there was no mum on it, or at least he didn't show it to a mumcha. Could be there was a mum, but the halacha is that you rely on yourself. So then you go back to, by the way, which mumcha paskined on this mum? I didn't show it to a mumcha. I'm telling you, you had a mum. So halacha is, it comes us about bachila, not allowed to eat it. So he sold it to you, I think bachila, no? Asabana, okay.
This has to be asabana.
Shaloi rola mumcha masha achal, v'yach ziloi sadam. You get full money back, even if you ate it already. You cover, bury it, and get back all your money. V'chein, if you found the trefa, same thing. You ate it, you ate the entire animal, and then after you ate it, you go over to the person, and you say, by the way, can I get a picture of the lungs or whatever? And you realize, it's a trefa, what'd you do? So you sold me a trefa, even if you ate it, you get back full money back. It's a shtickle chiddush more than, right? Because now your mamash don't have anything to give him back. You can't give him anything. Can't return it to him anything. But if he sold you something which is asr m'deraisa, you get back your money. The chiddush is, look at Siv Gimel. I think it's in the packet. Aval. It's in Mishnah Medalad. The page is numbered? Page 3. Aval moichel lechaver davar sheisra chilosim medivrei soifrim. Let's say he sold you an Issa Darbana. He found out that it was Bishal Akum. Im hayu aperis kayamim, if it's still there, I don't want Bishal Akum. I bought kosher food. You sold me something that's Bishal Akum, I'm giving it back. Machzis aperis v'noitel damov. You can give it back and get back your money. But if you ate it, v'im achlam achal, v'ein amoichem machzir leklom. If you ate it, you don't get back your money. Once you ate it, if it's only asim derabanan, you can't get back your money. So, what's pshat on that? Why, if it's an asim derabanan and you ate it, don't you get back your money? So, l'chayra, it's not that we don't care about asim derabanan, because if you would have found it prior to eating it, you would have been able to get back your money. So, now that you ate it, why not? Why can't you get back your money? So, the Sma says two reasons. Number one reason the Sma says in Dalit over here in the corner says the Dafka b'michshol d'issa d'raisa kansu. One is it's a knas. This whole thing is a knas, really. Now let's explain, why is it a knas?
Because you had the hanok.
The answer is because really once you ate it, you got the value from the food. What was the value of the food? I had a sheva brachas to make, and I needed chicken for the sheva brachas, and the chicken for the sheva brachas would have cost me $100. I spent $100. I served the chicken. Lamaisa, I got the $100 worth of hanok. Ulam Haba, you know, we're being so from now. Bottom line is, when it comes to, you got your $100 worth of chicken. And you served it, you ate it, and everyone's good, and it's fine.
Treat chicken's cheaper.
Right? What?
Not kosher chicken would have been cheaper.
No, but in the Hanav eating it, so, Memela like this, we'll see. So really, there could be a taina that there should not be a taina mekach tois once you ate it, because you got the Hanav of it. So on that, the Sma says, there's a reason why in Issa Deraisa you don't say that. One reason is it's a knas. The moicher was machshel the lokeach. He made the lokeach do an avera. I want my money back for that. It's a knas. Okay? Number two is...
That's if the moicher knew it was
trade. Even if not. At the end, he was machshel. Number two is... There's a Gemara talks about this by Pikuach Nefesh. Should you give, if you have a choyl on Shabbos, so should you feed him treif or should you shecht for him? So Gemara says you should shecht for him because if you eat him treif, he's just going to get sicker, more sick. Because you don't give someone treif food and make him feel good. You're not going to feel good with that. So there's no anah from treif food. So retroactively, I didn't have anah. Now that it's treif, I can't have enough from that. That's what the Sma says. So, however, ein achilas ha'oichel mechshav lo hana, v'adr abo, mitzar hu loy, she'avar al issa deraisa, ma she'ein kein ba'ochel issa derabanan. But in issa derabanan, that's not the case. So, issa derabanan is different. So let's think about it. What's the difference in issa derabanan? So issa derabanan, A, they didn't make a knas for that. But then he says another svara. The Sma is learning here that the pshat is, you did get ana. You got ana. Right? So, since you got ana, then you have to pay for it. You have to pay for the ana. Now, why did you get ana? Aren't you upset that you didn't nisa derabanan? So, Dov, doesn't the Nesivas go with the Sma? I think you need the Nesivas to explain the Sma, no? Right. So, this is a famous klal in the Nesivas over here. I've heard of this Peshim, the Nesivas, many times. I didn't know where it was. It's right here on this Sif. The Nesivas says, and the way they're mazmer the Nesivas, is that an Issa Deraisa is fundamentally different than Issa Derabanan. In Issa Deraisa, if the Torah asks something, the item itself is like a isra chefza. It's like a, the thing itself has tuma to it. It's a horrible thing. The Torah located and isolated where this thing has a tuma on it, a spiritual problem, and you can't get an off from that. But in isra derabanan, the yisoid of the isra is listening to the chachamim. The chachamim didn't necessarily place an isra chefza on the isra derabanan. The point of an Isser Derabanan is you're supposed to listen to the Chachamim. If a person did an Isser Derabanan b'shoigeg, it could be fundamentally, it's not considered doing an Isser. Because he didn't rebel against the Chachamim. He didn't decide, I'm not listening to them. I would have loved to listen to them. I didn't know this was Isser. So it could be retroactively, he didn't do an Isser at all. That's a Nesivus shtickle. That b'shoigeg on an Isser Derabanan, it could be he's not an Aveira. An Aveira on an Isser Derabanan is only as much as you know that it's Isser and you're not listening. So therefore, the Sma is saying that on Isser Derabanan, retroactively, you got for the full Ana. Because I didn't really do an Isser. Okay? I don't know about that. Because then you're treating this, Derabanan differently than the Deraisa. Okay, I'm saying, I don't think it's because of this. That's all I'm saying. There is a kalakal. You give an Isser Derabanan, I don't think because of this. This is when you don't know. Once you know it's Isser and you're treating it differently, then it's already a certain choymer that you're kind of lowering the chashivas of the Derabanan. Here we're talking about you didn't lower the chashivas of the Derabanan at all. You just didn't know. So there's no shaygig. So therefore you got hana, so attractively you have to pay. Okay? Now, the shach asks your question. The shach says, yeah, but the value of the food is less. Right? Look at the packaging. You know, the Libra's cookies. Pasakam, Bishlakam, Yoshan, Gebak, Nach, Pesach. Every Isser Derabanan on the book, you know, Loich, Shash, Arla, Shvias, Chutzart. So, Lamaisa, the more words you can put on the package, the more expensive it is, right? So, if something which is kosher is more expensive than the thing which isn't. So, Frek the Shach, L'chayra, I still didn't benefit the same amount as I would have from the kosher food. Right? In the first pshat, so in the Isser Deraisa, so we're saying we have to pay, in the Isser Derabanan that we're saying to pay, right? So the Shach has a whole fancy pshat. The Shach's pshat is that they only said the Isser, I don't really, you could think about this when you have a free time over Sunday, you're thinking about this Shach. But basically what the Shach says is that they only made the Isser Derabanan in the realm of Yeridea. They didn't really make it in the realm of Chosh and Mishpat. So, Le'gozer Isser Kedei Lahitzi Mamun. Del'inyin Mamun Ukmua Adin De'Raisa. It's a Shach in Yeridea. It's not a Shach here. That, as to go ahead and use the Isser Derabanan to manipulate, to get your money back, Chazal never implement. It's not even Isser Derabanan klapi that. It's a very hard concept that he's saying. The Isser Derabanan was, they made it, that it's only nogea if the question at hand is, are you going to eat it or not? But if the question is, how much money you owe for it, we don't go with this.
The problem with that is it does have two different... The fact is, versus chocolate costs less than the Libra's chocolate. It's not necessarily because it's in halachic status of it. The fact is, the market dictates that the Libra's cost more.
Okay,
so you might say klape dindra abonim. The dindra abonim just was what caused the market price to fluctuate, but the market price does fluctuate.
Well, if you say like the nesivos, so then it doesn't really change the food. It's just klape, you did something against the rabbanon. So then the food is the same thing.
What do you mean?
That the food is not really, the fact that you can't eat the food is not really because the food is any different.
Right.
So you did get the value.
You got the value. It just, right, it was, he's asking probably more of a technical question. But now, one second. So there's a shayla in the poiskim. There's a shayla in the poiskim by the Isser Derabanan that you don't have no taina, you have to pay for it. What happens if you didn't pay it? You ate it, but you didn't pay. So obviously, in the case of the Isser Deraisa, you don't have to pay. What about the Isser Derabanan? What about this? There are banan, you ate it, and you didn't pay yet. Do you have to now pay? So how do we come out that it's telling? Well, it should come out. It's machlokes achronim, but according to the. Right, and as according to the Sma, it would, according to this Nesivis, the Chari would still apply. You didn't do the Yisus, you got the Anah, you should pay for it. According to the Shach, it would depend, like, you have to know what did they establish the Yisus, Klapi the Yisus or not. But, and it's an interesting Shaila. So, a lot of offshoots of this Shaila. For example, any Chumrah, anything like this, I bought it, I thought it was Chal Yisrael, it's not Chal Yisrael. Okay? Well, let's say, you bought an esrog in a box, geschmack, and it's not what you thought it was. Okay, so go return it, get something else. But it's ready after Sukkos. It's after Sukkos, now you cut it open, and it's not Morkov, but it's not a Chazanish esrog, because it's a different type of esrog. You could tell from the way the seeds are. So, it's not a sederaisa, it's just, I wanted this. So, Mestama, you got the anah of it already, right? You got the anah, you used it the whole sukkahs, and now it's not what you thought it was, it's too late. Now, the question is, could you say, well, I only got the anah
of my yantim, retroactively.
What?
Now I'm bothered, shtir my yantim. I thought I had a geschmack, now I wasn't.
Okay, so but that shtir is like it's the same as it's like the iser derabanan. It's not the iser deraisa. So you don't have a taina on that. And then you have a Kwanis Svar, which is the Ikra Ana, is that you told people that it was a $300 esrog. It doesn't matter if it actually was a $300 esrog. So you got the full Ana. Yeah. But anyway, so this is interesting Shaila, another example.
If you were to pay that amount, regardless of the fact that it was 300, you know.
Yeah, but for the whole time, I wouldn't have paid that amount either.
I wouldn't have paid it for Chazon Ish.
You're saying it Etzem has a different market value?
To me.
I'm not sure that's any different than the Sedar Bona. In other words, at the end of the day, if after Sukkot you wake up and realize it's not what it was, if you were Yoytza the Mitzvah Deraisa, but you didn't Yoytza, you're Hidder, I don't know if that's enough to claim any money back. It's my hang-up. It's not, whatever it is, it's not more than the Sedar Bona. It's not more than Bishul Hakam.
I paid you, but not for this.
What Chol Yisrael took, thinking that it's kosher, then thinking that it's more mahudah than Chol Stam.
It goes back to the Shach's Kasha, which is fine. You got Hanah, but you should have to evaluate what the worth of your Hanah was. You definitely can't say, I didn't get Hanah, there's a Knas, you sold me the wrong thing, I want my money back. I gave you an essay for the whole Sukkot, you're here to the mitzvah.
Right,
now, you're saying that we should have to evaluate. Had you known what this was, what this actually was, what was the value of that retractor? That's the Shach's question, which is a kasha on the Sif of Shulchan Aruch 2.
You don't want to get back all the money, because then it's not lochem, then you're
right. So you right. Don't want to. But making back. Too much of a problem, you're ending up with a bigger problem than you. Right. The first day of Shabbos, so I don't care about that, right? So, okay, so we'll talk about a few other cases that fall under this. This category, Mr. Shem. Okay.
Thank you, Rabbi.